quickly became an entirely new and important talent for the youngster to perfect. When the sun reached its zenith each midday, Regis was handed off from Wigglefingers to Donala to become her personal page and attendant. So began his training with weapons, and Donala was quite the swordswoman, and devilishly clever with a knife, too.
"Fighting is about your balance and your position," she told him early on in their sessions.
Regis nodded, allowing himself to become a sponge for all that she had to say, although, having lived and traveled beside one of the finest finesse warriors of the realms for most of his previous life, he realized that he would find much of her philosophical lessons redundant. He listened to them anyway, carefully cataloging Donala's insights alongside his own experiences. There was no small amount of drudgery involved in the lessons. Every day, Regis had to stand against a door jamb for a long, long while, merely thrusting his rapier into the wood before him, into the other side of the doorway. The wood at his back forced him to hold his posture perfectly upright. Again and again, a thousand times a thousand times, month after month, and into the passage of years, he would thrust that rapier. His speed improved, his aim tightened. The Year of the Dark Circle, 1478 DR, Delthuntal. One day, early in his sixth year at Murata Topolino, Donala came to Regis while he worked on his repetitive lessons.
"Continue,"
she bade him, as he paused to consider her, and consider the bundle of fancy clothing she had brought, all rich green and golden-edged.
"Then go and bathe and put this on,"
she explained. Regis paused again with his rapier work and stared at her curiously.
"There is a ball tonight at the house of one of the city's most important lords," Donala explained. "I am invited. I am always invited. You will accompany me this night and from now on. It is time you learned the finer aspects of our business."
Regis smiled, her words throwing him back to the days when he had accompanied Pasha Pook to all of the grand social gatherings among the landowners and moneylenders, the fat merchants, and the most important ship captains, back in Kalimport.
"Donala Topolino, the socialite?" he asked with a laugh,
and realized his error immediately when the woman scowled and considered him with obvious surprise. How would Spider, the little boy from the alleyways and grown under the bloodshot eye of a destitute alcoholic, know such a word after all? Regis swallowed hard.
"Yes,"
Donala replied cautiously, never blinking.
"Do you find that trite?"
Regis swallowed hard and almost expected her to slap him across the face, given her look.
"You will learn, little spider," Donala said. "Of all the things I might teach you, in the eyes of Grandfather Pericolo, this lesson will be the most important one of all. If you are to ever rise beyond the rank of foot soldier and fisherman in Murata Topolino, then it will be determined by how well you learn to play these events for your, for our gain."
"Yes, of course," Regis said, lowering his gaze, but barely had he dipped his head before Donala grasped him by the chin and forced him to look up at her.
"Grandfather has selected you," she said. "Understand what that means. Appreciate the great honor he has bestowed upon you, and the great opportunity you can make for yourself. You train in his very house, with his most powerful and trusted wizard, and with his most beloved, trusted, and powerful advisor. That is no small thing, Spider. He expects more from you than a life as a mere oyster diver."
Regis didn't know what to say.
"Do not disappoint me tonight,"
Donala warned, and she let him go and took her leave. Regis looked at the pile of expensive clothes. He wasn't really worried about disappointing Donala, for unlike the physical skills he worked so hard to perfect, the skills he would need as her page among the folk of society were well known to him and long practiced in another life. He didn't expect to learn much from Donala and figured he might even teach her a thing or two. He immediately realized that his assumption was wrong when she gathered him up for their coach ride to the ball, however, for when he glimpsed Donala Topolino in her fine silken gown, her light brown hair curled and fashionably tied up on one side, her button nose and freckled dimples, her wondrously wide brown eyes accentuated by just a hint of black liner, he learned that she was easily the most enchanting and beautiful and intriguing halfling woman he had ever seen. He thought back to his first night prowling around Murata Topolino, and the beautiful ghostly figure he had seen crossing the room to blow out the candle. Yes, he realized then, it had been this very halfling girl, barely a woman, but clearly a woman. And Regis realized right then that he would not much longer be a boy.
This audiobook has been broken into multiple parts to make the download faster. You have reached the end of a part, but not the end of the complete audiobook, so please check your library for the next part of this audiobook.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.